Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Red Sox win it! Christian Vasquez!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Mason Crosby got it done! Fourth time a charm!
Emmanuel Sanders, touchdown Bills. That should just about do it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I didn't see this coming. Not tonight. We didn't handle ourselves the right way.
Earlier on the show, the Ringer NFL writer, Kevin Clark. Still to come. Chargers running back Austin Eckler, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Getting ready for Monday Night Football tonight. Colts at 1-3, needing a win to just stay one game behind the Tennessee Titans in division. And the Titans play the Bills on Monday night, 1 week from tonight. Next week, so based on the Bills team we just saw yesterday, Derrick Henry will be a challenge. But you'd have to think that maybe the Bills take care of business right there. Colts need to get this W tonight. And if the Ravens come up with it, the Ravens are sole proprietors of first place in the AFC North and join the Bills and the Chargers as the only 4-1 teams in the league through 5 weeks, which would be remarkable for a team that lost damn near every running back on their roster and their top corner in Marcus Peters, or one of their top corners in Marcus Peters, just on the outset of the season. That's right in the Ravens' grasp tonight with a home win against a 1-win Colts team. Carson Wentz was on the show Friday, confirmed he's got his ankle injuries, plural, is now down to just ankle injury. And you should check out our Twitter feed at Rich Eisen Show and also our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, for Carson Wentz's conversation. And he's also in the Mercedes-Benz van spotlight later on tonight. And I just want to ask you about Mercedes-Benz. How seriously have you considered your dream lately? You forgot your dream, haven't you? So what you need to do right now is think about your dream and make it happen. You can get back together with your dream by living the van life and a total van life in a customized Mercedes-Benz Vans Sprinter. You could tour around every national park site, build a mountain cabin with your dad, start your own business, really whatever you dream up, because it's a Mercedes-Benz van we're talking about. Expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist, blind spot assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, an available gas engine. It runs like a dream. So what do you say? Get back together with your dream and head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them the dream sent you. Calais Campbell's also a Mercedes-Benz van spotlight later on. Check that out on our Twitter feed at Rich Eisen Show. And then on the halftime and pregame of Monday Night Football tonight on Westwood One, I will be your humble host right there. Injury reports, Chris Brockman's going to have him later on. Austin Eckler, fresh off of that big-time Los Angeles Chargers win. That game was on tilt, certainly in the fourth quarter, 41 points. Austin Eckler is going to be joining us in about 17 minutes time of that 4-1 Chargers team. We're taking phone calls throughout the day as well. Terzo in Iowa, we haven't spoken to you yet. What's going on, Terzo?
Hey, what's up, Rich? Look at that smile, man. That's beaming.
Well, put him back on. I don't know. Counselor's phone's on.
Yeah, we'll put him on hold.
Adam, get back on there and tell him his phone stinks.
He's moving around.
Jeff in Detroit. What's up, Jeffrey? How are you, Jeff? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Real quick, man. Tyson Fury's trainer did not know this. Me and him were in the academy together. His name is Jay Hill, Sugar Hill. If you ever get a chance to get him on the show, he would be a great gig. What's going on, cousins? I just need a little love today. I'm going to tell you. In all honesty, when your team loses 19-17 in Minnesota, Baltimore, back in the 70s, I mean, you almost take it as an omen. But the one thing that we have here in Detroit is faith. And I kid you not, that's what football is built upon. Seeing Dan Campbell at the podium sit there and fight back the tears and want that victory so bad for his players – if you are a true Detroit fan, you see that. You've never seen that before. And that was one of the greatest displays of just, I mean, just being honest in front of the media, especially at a podium for a coach that is 0-5 right now. You know, it was remarkable. And I can say this. Dan Campbell, in my opinion, will go down in history as the best coach that the Detroit Lions has ever had.
Wow.
I got faith that everything is going to work out. I really do.
Okay.
I really do.
There you go. I mean, I guess Wayne Font set the bar high, Jeff? Is that, I mean, we're
I mean, right, exactly. I mean, you don't have to look too far. And I was just thinking about who is he compared to, but
yeah.
He's the type of cat that you were going to battle with after that display and him wanting it that bad for his players.
Right.
And we are just inches away from just getting over the hump. How about U of M, though, man? Hey.
Hey, I know. We're top 10. Let's just see what happens when, you know, Michigan State rolls in or we roll in a Michigan State, have to roll in a Penn State, got Ohio State rolling in. But they're built to win those games in a way that they haven't. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it. Yeah, Cade McNamara was interviewed after the game on ESPN because Jim ran to the – he just
– took off. Hey, Jim, can we get a comment? Nope.
Out. I know. He took off. And so Cade McNamara spoke, and that's the first. I don't remember him speaking after a game like that. And he, with all due respect, he says, previous teams here at Michigan, we would have lost this game.
No.
But this game we didn't. And we're building something special here. And that's truth. That's what we call a truth bomb. Here is the soundbite to which Jeff in Detroit just referred. Dan Campbell wearing it on his sleeve, the it being another crushing loss. The Lions fall to 0-5, and two of the five losses coming with no time left. And the opposition kicking a long field goal. We all remember Justin Tucker setting the league all-time record with a 66-yarder that many Lions fans think should have been a 71-yarder with a delay of game penalty that was not called. Adding more salt to that wound comes yesterday's loss with a 54-yarder and no time left after the team scored a touchdown. I mean, got to set this up. The Lions are out of timeouts, and they rip the ball away from Alexander Mattison right off the $10 bill because Cook's out. And they ripped it away from him and scored a touchdown right away. And instead of kicking the extra point to go to overtime, Dan Campbell saying, screw it, we're 0-4. We're going for two. They make it. They get it. They're up one. And then the Vikings march down the field and win one from far away to give the Lions an 0-5 loss. And this is how Dan Campbell approached the podium.
When you see your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough. You know, you don't want that for them. So, but we'll be better for it, you know. And there again, credit Minnesota, but, you know, we made the one mistake that cost us, you know. And so, ultimately, you know, we didn't do enough to win, but I was proud of them, and I love the fight they have in them, and I love the grit.
I love the wearing it on his sleeve, man. I know he's an alpha male, and we had a lot of fun with the whole kneecap biting and all that business, but this is a guy who's just wearing it on his sleeve, and I like it. I love it. I bet you the players do, too.
Yeah, he's like the anti-Urban Meyer. Like, who would you rather play for?
That's the coach you want to play for.
I don't know. I mean, again, Urban did something stupid. He knows it's stupid. And he knows it's totally destroyed.
Mentality, too.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. I'm sure Urban would like to break down, too, right now. It's pretty terrible. But Dan Campbell, good on you, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready for Overreaction Monday?
Let's do it.
Hit it right here in the Rich Eisen Show.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Okay, the Super Bowl, as we know, will be at SoFi next year. But what about the AFC Championship game? Browns-Chargers AFC Championship game preview.
Well, I will say that's an overreaction because the Sunday night game, somebody put their marker down as the best team in the AFC, and I will proffer to say the Bills are going to be hosting a championship game. Okay. If I'm going to overreact to anything from week five, I'll overreact. I will overreact in that direction rather than the Chargers going ahead and being able to host a game at SoFi against the Browns. So I will say that's an overreaction because I would rather overreact towards the Bills right now. What else, sir?
Okay, fair, fair. Guys, sneaky good games, 2-1 this week. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
One of those victories, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big Ben, not dead yet.
He is not dead yet. He's on the cart. He was on the cart. We all threw him there. We threw him on the cart.
No walking boot.
You know what? He right, you know, because the if you will, plague that he was suffering from was lack of an offensive line, lack of mobility, lack of youth, lack of running game, and then lack of any imagination in their offense. They are not dead yet, sir. No. Because that was, look, they've got a young running back. Ride him.
He's good.
Now, Juju Smith-Schuster being out is not helpful for the rest of the season. But like I said, there's got to be another, you know, another wide receiver we've never heard of on that depth chart that's ready for a waiver wire darling pickup and then superstardom status. That's what the Steelers do. They've got receivers at the ready. He is not dead yet. That is not an overreaction. That is correct. And I already said in hour number one that I called him washed. He looked washed is what I said.
He looked washed.
I didn't say he was washed. I said he looked washed.
He looked washed.
And so he's a little bit more dried. Let's put it that way. That was a good win. And now they've got Geno Smith coming to their house on Sunday night. They should win this one, too. They should. Najee Harris should run straight down the Seattle Seahawks defensive throat. And they should win this game and go to 3-3. So there's that. And okay. By the way, 3-3 could be good enough to be just one game out of first place, depending on what happens tonight on Monday Night Football.
Sniffing it. Okay, TJ, this is for you, and I actually believe it. The Cowboys, best team in the NFC.
I will say that, you know, we can make an argument for that. So that's not an overreaction then. I mean, you need the quarterback, you need the running game, you need the receivers, you need the defense, you need the playmakers, you need the takeaways on defense, you need to go hunt the quarterback, you gotta have all that. And the Dallas Cowboys have all that. So put up their schedule. Where are we gonna see the tests? This weekend will be interesting against Belichick, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Put up the schedule. I don't know, man. You never know. The Bucs had a problem there, and I know there might have been a because it was the whole to-do with Brady returning made it feel differently. But you put up the schedule, and then after this, you got a bye, so it'll get nice and healthy. Sunday night at Minnesota, that should be a dub, right? Home for the Broncos, that's one of those where they might get snuck up on previous years.
Doubt that.
Home for Atlanta, at Kansas City, home for Vegas, at New Orleans. All right, that's the Thursday night or after Thanksgiving, so both teams have a full complement of rest on the way to kickoff week 13. Then it's all division. Arizona, week 17. Hey, man.
We should be 8-1 heading to the
I would say 8-1 at
game.
KC, right?
And after what I've been watching, no, I'm not going to say it.
Irv saying 13-4 doesn't look bad.
It doesn't look bad.
And he gave him a loss at the Kansas City Chiefs that you might be able to switch around.
I bet
around.
The over 11 when I was in Vegas, too. You get 11, baby.
We're only concerned with the New England Patriots right now.
That's
all we're concerned
with. One game
with.
At a time, TJ Jefferson.
That's all we're concerned
TJ Bill
with.
Jefferson.
Know, we're on to New England.
That's not an overreaction. I'll say that higher register. But you got to give it up.
I mean, we real nice. But
Arizona's the only NFC West team they're seeing him. Huh?
Yeah. Dallas and SoFi.
How about that? That's a last place game, isn't it?
Right.
Wow.
Jeez. Okay, TJ, 8-1 at Kansas City.
I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be. Yeah,
next up, guys, the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs.
100%.
That's an overreaction. I still don't believe it. I still can't believe it. I'm going to go down with that ship. I can't believe it.
They're going to be a wild card at best.
At some point, they're going to stop turning the ball over, and all they got to do is
just cut it.
The defense just needs to cut their yards per play yielded. down under five. Okay, so two snaps does not equal a first down. That's what that's the goal. And one other thing too, right here, you know, everyone's like, what can the Chiefs do? All you got to do is look on the opposite sideline. I mean, Andy Reid swaps out defensive coordinators when he feels it's necessary. Oh, yeah. That's happened.
Spags is on the hot seat.
Okay, so, you know, Spags is usually the guy who comes in for the defensive coordinator that is, you know, suddenly sputtering, and then he finds the secret sauce and you make the Super Bowl. I think that happened a few years ago, right? When Spags came in for the Chiefs, middle of the season. I mean, keep your eyes peeled for that. I don't know who he would think, but maybe just a different voice works. I don't know. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right, Justin Fields, 2-0 as a starter.
Yes, sir.
2-0. Hey, behind this kid, Bears are going to make the playoffs.
I would think that's not an overreaction either. Question is, though, because no one else from the NFC East is making it, right?
No.
Carolina's falling off. The Saints might be on the outside looking in. You could make the case. This weekend's so big.
So big.
If Justin Fields beats Aaron Rodgers in his first game as a starting quarterback of the Bears against the Packers, he goes 1-0 against the Packers, okay.
All right, right now.
And Andy Dalton and Nick Foles can go run off to an island together. They don't need them anymore. I guess Dalton did come in because Fields wound up in a blue tent for a little bit yesterday.
Fields went two plays in the blue tent. If the playoffs started today, the Bears are the sixth seed.
Oof, I love it.
Matt Nagy, baby. Matt Nagy, coach of the Bears for a long time to come.
Yeah, that's just what Bears fans don't want.
No. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it because Fields is going to save his job. Yep.
All right, last one. College football. Alabama not going to make the playoffs.
So stupid.
They're not going to make it.
All right, see you later. That's so dumb. Two-loss Alabama coming your way, man. Oof.
Or
they beat Georgia in the SEC championship game. So 2-1 loss, 2-1 loss SEC teams are going to make it.
Right.
Absolutely.
With Michigan and Oklahoma?
Absolutely.
Oh, Michigan can be up
Michigan
there
and Oklahoma?
Then.
Okay.
You can be up there by then.
Sounds good.
You can be up there by then.
Yeah, that's a proper reaction. I agree with you. Well done, Chris. Well done. Okay, let's take a break. Make sure we're on time for Austin Eckler, and we'll finish with your phone calls as well right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fresh off of the Gridiron, just up the road in SoFi. Austin Eckler, one of the finest in the league, coming up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers calling in shortly here on the Rich Eisen Show. In the interim, we just, on our Peacock and Sirius XM only audience, now that our terrestrial radio is back, we checked in on our poll questions, plural, for our craziest thing from this, from October Madness. We created the top eight craziest moments and we seeded them and we're bracketing them, and it's all chalk. The 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds wins. So the only baseball crazy aspect of the weekend that remains is the Rays ground rule double that cost them a run in the 13th. of a properly adjudicated moment. That's in the rule book that I think should be changed.
happens one time in
I know.
Years.
It should be changed. Nothing in the rule book should benefit the Red Sox. The Browns dragging Eckler into the end zone as his two seed. The Bengals missing a field goal in overtime that hit the flag at the top of a pile at the top of an upright. It's crazy. It's totally nuts. And then Texas A&M beating Alabama with no time left. That's it.
I understand I'm in no position to just complain because my team is still playing, but I had checked out on baseball. Like, I was done.
I know you were.
I was done. Nothing was going to happen.
Now
the
you're
season
back.
Was
they put you back
and
in.
And then they beat the Yankees, and I'm back. And then suddenly they blow out the Rays. I'm back. And now yesterday was so stressful.
Let's take some phone calls here on the Rich Eisen Show. Chris in Maryland, you're here. What's going on, Chris?
What?
You there, Chris?
Oh, hello.
It's Rich Eisen. You're on the air.
Oh, Rich, it's an honor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
If the Browns want to lose Baker Mayfield,
yes,
we will gladly take Baker here in the Washington football team. And Viron, and
we'll
embrace him, and all will be well. Not that Taylor Heineke is bad. He's good. He's very good. However, if the Browns could send over their defense, or at least their secondary, that would be very helpful.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you very much. That is one of the most disappointing units in football this year is the Washington football team defense. I am surprised at how much of a regression they've had.
I'm not disappointed by it.
I know you're not as a Cowboy fan, that's for sure. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mercedes-Benz van phone line, fresh off of a wild Week 5 game, one of the best at his position in the National Football League, back here on the Rich Eisen Show after scoring the game-winning touchdown that he didn't really want to score, is Austin Eckler here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Austin?
Rich, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me back.
Have you ever been dragged by the opposition into an end zone before? Is that a first for you?
You know, I can honestly say I've never had a situation where I didn't want to score a touchdown where I could have, and then that the defense actually scored me.
Yes, right? Like, not even in Pop Warner, Austin, right? Like, that's never happened, ever.
Right, yeah, it's just one of those circumstances that you know, see a few times, you know, a couple years, and it just happened to be there.
And so, on the previous play, you slid instead of going out of bounds, because you knew, right? You were well aware of your desire to not score, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of it was, hey, let's try to use as much clock as we can. We definitely want to score, whether it be a field goal at the last second or run it in at the last second, whatever, you know, we had time for in the situation. But, yeah, we definitely wanted to use more clock. So that was the idea of me sliding before even getting touched and then try to do it again on the next play. And obviously they carried me into the end zone. So,
right. Well, did you think about maybe take it? Do you ever think of taking a knee so you didn't get dragged in the end zone?
Yeah, that's probably the move next time. I know one of our coaches that's upstairs that does a lot of that just quality control stuff is like, yeah, we should have taken a knee. I'm just like, man, I should have just got down. I was trying to be too cute and trying to waste too much time. I should have just immediately gone down. But defense ended up bailing us out and getting a stop, so it worked out.
You looked like old school Le'Veon Bell back there, like kind of surfing around back there, Austin.
I was trying to waste time, but in the end, knowing now, seeing the situation, if I would have been smarter then, like we had three downs, so we just got a first down, so I didn't even need to waste more time. So yeah, that was definitely on me.
Well, I mean, it all worked out, Austin, that's for sure. So what does that victory mean to come out of a game like that with the W for you, Austin?
Yeah, man, I think it just, you know, shows, you know, just the talent of this team, the consistency that we have. And, you know, that's been something that we've struggled with in the past. You know, I've been here for 5 years now. And so, you know, having these games, I think, you know, my second year was the year that I can compare this to where we're just finishing games. It's not always pretty, but we're on the other side on the winning side of these games. And it's the NFL. You're going to play hard teams. You know, every single week's going to be a battle. So it just comes down to being consistent and just showing, hey, that we can do it week in and week out. And I think, you know, with Coach Staley, he comes in with a great plan, and Joe Lombardi calling it on offense, and we stick to the plan, and it's been working. So they got trust in us. We have trust in them, and it's making a great ecosystem for us to have confidence in each other and go and play as best we can.
Now, I had your comrade Joey Bosa on last week prior to your Monday Nighter against the Raiders, Austin, and he said that Coach Staley kind of mapped out the way the victory against the Chiefs was going to go, that you're going to get up early, they're going to make a run, and you're going to hold on late. Did he make the call that there would be a 41-point back-and-forth fourth quarter in this one? Did he predict this one too, Austin?
Not quite. I'm not sure anyone predicted how that one was going to play out.
Right.
What a wild game, like you said. But, you know, that's football, right? You know, you're going to deal with some adversity. You got to just continue to try to stick to a plan that you know has been working throughout the game and make adjustments. And, you know, our adjustment there was, you know what, we have to score every single time we touch the ball because it's going to be a shootout this game. And then, you know, defense, like I said, ended up getting a stop when we needed it most at the end of the game.
Well, you're a gamer, Austin Eckler. Did it feel like you were playing a video game at some point yesterday? Didn't it?
No, man. For me, man, when I get the ball, man, it's just – I feel like I'm just very efficient. Like, I'm not – I feel like me, like I describe myself, like I'm not a flashy running back, you know, but I'm efficient with the ball in my hands. And so that's where I just start racking up all these yards. You look at the end of the game, you're like, dang, he had 100 and whatever yards of total offense and a few touchdowns, you know. So that's just kind of what it's been for me forever, you know. It's just efficiency, being efficient. Don't flip and fumble like I did yesterday. That's still in my head, but grow from that. But, yeah, just efficiency is the name of my game.
Austin Eckler, the Los Angeles Chargers, here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so what you have made yourself into, right? Was this the goal of what's happening to you right now in your life, in your professional career, Austin?
Yeah, it's great that you asked that, because I think of that sometimes too. It's like I never knew that I was even going to be in the NFL. I didn't go to college thinking, oh, I'm going to go to the NFL. So for me to be here now is incredible, and it all stemmed back to just like my mindset when I first got here and had the opportunity to make the team. And my mindset was, look, this was the most important opportunity that I ever had in my life, and so I put literally everything into it. I dropped my last semester of college just to train for my pro day and make sure I had good numbers, and I literally have been putting everything into this sport and this game, this opportunity, and been growing and building upon that. Ended up making the team, and now I've grown into a starting role. And now, you know, I'm trying to help these young guys get going. And now we have, you know, Jay Herb, and backfield buddies, and helping him get going. So it's just been me continuing to keep that old mindset that I've had and just continuing to apply it year after year, not even expecting, like, oh, I'm going to make a Pro Bowl. Like, I'm not even thinking about any of stuff like that. I'm just really thinking about building on being the best version of Austin Eckler, and at the end of the season, look up and be like, all right, let's reflect and try to build on that. And now it's even grown too, you know, outside of football, you know, as far as just connecting, getting in the community. Now I have a foundation, so trying to give back. So it's been a wild journey, but I'm definitely very fortunate for it, and continuing to you know, push forward just with the same mindset of, hey, one opportunity leads to the next.
Before I dive into further with your relationship with your backfield buddy Jay Herb, you referred to him, what does a West Colorado pro day look like, Austin? What does that look like?
Here's the deal. You can't have a Western Colorado pro day because there's too much snow, because it's at 7,000 feet up in the Rocky Mountains.
Right. Right.
So you got to go to somewhere else. They don't have an indoor up there either. So I was actually at CU.
Okay.
I had to go to Colorado Boulder to run my pro day.
And so you mixed in with Colorado's pro day, or is that what it was?
No, they don't let you mix in, but I was able to add on after. So all the Colorado people went. And then there's, like, what they call, like, the add-ins who perform after. And then there was, like, 17 of us that were add-ins, and then they cut us down to two of us. It was me and a cornerback. And they told everyone else after their 40, and they jumped to go home. So, yeah, it's been a
come
savage
on.
Process.
Wait that's a minute. So you had to survive a cut on your pro day, is what you're
there
saying?
There was a cut on my pro day, yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Honestly. But that really had to suck that you're preparing for your pro day. It's not on your campus. You have to go to somebody else's campus, and the other campus gets done with their pro day first. Then it's you and 16 other guys that you're wondering which scouts are actually going to stick around for you. And then you're told did you know you had to pass a cut? Was that a double secret probation?
I had no idea it was going to be a cut. I had no idea it was going to be a cut, but I ran fast enough and jumped high and far enough, so I made the cut. That's what matters.
My mouth is agape. It is truly. I've never heard of anything like this before, Austin Eckler. That's incredible.
You can imagine, man. Imagine someone that's training for pro day and finally got your opportunity, and you run your 40 and you jump, and you don't get to do any drills, you don't get to do any ball work. Like, you're just done. You don't do any of the mental stuff. And so, yeah, there was definitely people that were hot. You can definitely imagine that.
I bet. So, last one for you on this. Did the other guy make it? Who made the cut with you on that pro day? Do you remember?
I don't even remember. I don't remember who it was.
Right.
So, no.
Probably not. I can't believe that. Austin Eckler here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get into Herbert. So, your relationship with him, give me a good story. What do you got for me on this front? Like, getting to know him and what you do together
and things like that. He's definitely been coming along just as far as his leadership compared to last year. I think that's just with comfortability, finding out how the NFL works. Being in his position where, a lot of eyes are on him and just, I think having a lot of vets around him too. We have a lot of just older guys, especially on the offense. We just welcome him in and we know what we're doing. So it really takes a lot of pressure off of him and bringing in the center too, like Corey, who can really run protections and run ID points really helps just him feel comfortable. And when he feels comfortable, guess what? Now he's feeling more confident. Now he's, in a better mood because he's not as much stress on him. So it's helped him build chemistry with us and with me. Like I said, I always tell him every game day, like, hey man, I got your back out there. Cause I'm like the last line of defense, then other than his legs. So he's been coming along and man, like building some camaraderie. I've seen him, just come more alive in the offensive huddle too, just making sure we're on our key points, just giving guys, hey, ball security. Hey, we're trying to do this on this play. Hey, be ready for this check. And so just seeing him just develop, right? That's what you want to see in all your players, but especially in your quarterback position, especially the way he's playing. So looking forward to continuing to be his backdoor buddy for a few more seasons down the road.
Yeah, Bosa mentioned something about victory brisket, Austin. What is that?
Yeah, they got this little group called the Brisket Boys.
What is that?
They go after every win, they go make themselves a brisket. They have some Traeger grill thing that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got a little club over there.
What about you? What club do you have? Do you got one?
Man, I'm always just trying to connect with people and get back in the community. So I got a lot of stuff going. I'm actually working on a really big project that I'm sure I'll be on here talking again once that develops a little bit more towards the end of the year. But it's just a way for me to connect. Like,
okay.
That's what I do in my free time. It's like, hey, how can Austin Eckler help other people? Because you see me with like fantasy football. I have a fantasy football show on Yahoo. And so for me, it's like I said, I came from Western Colorado, like this little tiny school. And so I have all the support now and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity. So it's my way of giving back. And that's kind of what I like to do in my free time is help people find skills, learn skills about themselves and help them become a better version of themselves. Like I've been able to, through the NFL.
So you don't need their stinking brisket, right? I mean,
if they would invite me to brisket, the brisket thing, I'll gladly show up, but they got their own little thing going. So
I don't mean to divide the team. I mean, everything seems to be going so well.
No, we all got our own stuff, right? Okay. I mean, we're not divided. We spend hours every single week together. So, we need a little time away.
Well, I also, I hear nothing but raves from your locker room about the new head coach, and we showed also him giving out game balls after beating the Raiders, and if I'm not mistaken, you received one after that game.
I got one for the Raiders game.
So what does that mean to get a game ball in this coach and what the HC is doing?
And it's special, because we all put so much work into this. I feel like, it's just a win in general. We should all, the team's basically getting a game ball. But to have coaches have respect and show that respect by giving out game balls, that's always, an honor. It's kind of like, wearing that captain on your jersey, but just for an individual game, it's like, you performed exceptionally this game. We need everyone to perform, but, you went a little above and beyond and helped us get the win, right? So it's always special for the game balls for sure. And, they're rightfully so given out. And so, like you said, we respect Coach Staley so much just because he's proved himself to us. So having that honor from getting a game ball from him is, is definitely something that you don't take lightly and remember forever.
Yeah,
you
know, kind of also
put up on your shelf.
Sure, it also helps to say, you know, before I got here, I was the DC for Aaron Donald, and I helped, you know, Von Miller with his pass rush in Denver, and I'm also a former quarterback in college. I mean, he kind of touches on everything, right? I mean, you think about it, you know.
Yeah, man's been around a lot of football, and you can tell that too. And he's a super smart guy. You know, how he breaks it down to us, you know, for the team's aspect too, as far as what the game plan is something that I really like in his coaching style.
What was it like in that locker room yesterday after that game? I mean, it has to be one of the craziest games you've ever played anywhere at any level, Austin.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the craziest games. Absolutely. We're just going back and forth and back and forth. And then converting on fourth down, especially on offense, just like, wow, like we are rolling. But yeah, after the locker room, I was just in awe. Like I was in awe, even when I went and did my press conference, man, I was just in awe. Like we just pulled that out. Like we did that. Like the Los Angeles Chargers went out there and actually overcame some adversity that were of so many years we've been like falling short, you know? And it's like, that wasn't an easy one either. That was a really hard one. That's like, yo, we're proving our team. You know, today it was just our day that day here on offense. Like, hey, defense was struggling getting stops. Offense, go score points. And we were able to do it. So I think that just says a lot about our team, right? You know, we can pick each other up. And Coach Tatey says it all the time. You know, we have to be a team of teams. And that means, hey, if, you know, your brother's struggling, we got to pick him up. You know, obviously we're trying to all play as best we can and, you know, try to have a definitive win. But that's is the NFL. So it doesn't happen like that very often. So, yeah, definitely taking this week, you know, for Baltimore and approaching it like, hey, we're playing another great team again. Here we go. You know, what's the plan? Let's go out and practice well. It all starts in practice, practicing all the things we preach every single week going into the week as far as operation, as far as being efficient, and then going out and put it out there.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a battle of 2 4-1 teams, and that might be the difference between you potentially taking a January flight one day to chilly Baltimore or you chilling in SoFi. And so that's my last question for you is, how prepared do you think this team is for the expectations to be raised and being mentioned along with the Bills and the Ravens as an AFC real deal combatant here for the chance to stay in your building and play for the Super Bowl?
I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that you have to have this in the conversation of real deal. Like we've been putting it out there on film and actually executing and winning these games. So I would say, yeah, you definitely have to put us in that conversation, but you know, it comes down for a player's aspect. It's week by week, right? Like we cannot focus on anything beyond this week. This is the week that matters, because if you don't win this week, then your conversation of anything at the end of the season has no relevance. So that's our mindset, and it has to be, you know, and it's the same thing across the entire NFL. Like this is the week that we have to come out and show. It doesn't matter who you're playing. You have to win this week, and you have to continue to do that. And that's kind of a routine you start to get in the NFL. And that's what, you know, helps sustain when you can, especially when you can get on a winning drive and you're a winning streak. It's like, okay, what we're doing, what we've been doing is working. Let's continue to do that. You know, when you start losing there, you're like, okay, how do I change up my routine? How do I, you know, you're trying to do new things. I feel like we have a good chemistry right now. So we're trying to ride this wave as much and as hard as we can every single week.
Well, Austin, you know, we're fully vaxxed spot. So on your bye week in a couple weeks, if you want to come in and tell us what's going on with your organization and your community work and whatever in person, I'd love to have you here. If not, we'll take you over the phone. Let's do this again real soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Right back at you. Congrats on everything. And just try not to score better next time. Okay. Will you please?
Okay.
Just got to get better. Got to get better. You never thought you'd be in a position where you want to score but really don't want to score, and you just got to work on that. You just got to get better one every time. Thanks for the call. Take care.
Yep, see you, man.
That's Austin Eckler, everybody.
Try not to score better.
Try not to score better.
Got it.
Come on now.
At least he admitted to it. Yeah, I was just dancing around.
Yeah, I should have done it. He's got a quality control coach saying, hey, I've got to even control the quality of your inability to not score.
Right.
A lot of double negatives, but it's all very positive for the Los Angeles Chargers right now. Brandon Staley, my choice for coach of the year. How's that looking? 5 weeks in.
It's pretty good.
Looking good. Feeling good.
Pretty.
That's 10 days from now, by the way.
I know. Something else is coming up soon, baby.
LD coming in.
Yes, let's go.
10 days from now, October 20th.
Wow. I mean, the people Mark don't know that calendars. Yet, Rich. The people don't know that yet. We should let them know.
I did. I mentioned that last week.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I'll just say it again.
It's okay. Again. Larry David,
what if
October 20th.
They weren't listening last
in
week.
Studio. In studio.
LD.
Should we get like a LD countdown?
LD countdown clock?
Just put it on the bottom of the screen.
It's a constant scroll.
Yeah, just a constant loop.
You know what? I will channel Larry David in response to that, saying, hey, do you want to have a countdown clock for Larry David?
It's the GIF. It's the GIF from the chicken episode where it's like,
All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls and get you set for tonight's Monday Night Football game. That's next on the Rich Eisen Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show with our terrestrial radio audience, along with our Peacock and Odyssey and Sirius XM audience, we just replayed a soundbite from an interview I conducted with Brandon Staley, the first of many of his appearances here, but it was just after he signed with the Chargers as the head coach there. And you just heard Austin Eckler say that they have each other's backs, that they know sometimes adversity is going to hit, and we've heard that before, right? Brotherhood and all that. Like, you got to stand there for the guy who's not doing well. Yep. But he also said what Brandon Staley tells us all the time, that we have to be a team of teams, is what he said, that the coach tells them that all the time. Well, from that January 26th, 2021 appearance that we just played, I asked Brandon Staley, how are you going to potentially game plan for all the crazy stuff that seems to happen to the Chargers in the last couple seconds or minutes of a game? Like, say, yesterday. How are you going to try and prevent the craziness that Chargers fans knows always happens to your team? And I'm not just telling you the answer to his question, because he prefaced it with what a host always wants to hear is, that's a great question. But he said, you've got to be a team of teams. He used the phrase that we just heard Eckler say in October, that the coach is always hammering it. Think about that. He was referring to, we've got to have a line of communication set up for the crazy moments at the end of the games, so we know how to talk to one another and communicate with one another, so whatever we want to do is executed properly, that it's not going to be, I guess, a fire drill in a way. And thus, you've got to have the right coaching staff and the right setup and the right this and the right that. That's why he said you need to have a team of teams. Guy selling something. He was, and again, he had, how many players do you think he had met with on January 26th?
Not many.
Maybe Herbert? Maybe? I mean, like, literally, he had just been hired.
Yeah, maybe.
The week before. We got him the week after.
That's how we work.
So, I think we just showed you here on this show how a coach is selling something, and it was bought. It's been bought by one of his top players in Austin Eckler. Repeating it. Yep. That's a winning team, bro. That's what happens with winning teams. Coach sells, players buy, and they're all in it together, and they love it, and they start winning early. Oh, how important is that, too?
Yeah, get the feeling he's going to be there for a long time.
You get that feeling, don't you?
Yeah.
And he was going to give you a parking spot. So
yes, let's go to Ryan in Virginia. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. I still haven't gotten it yet. What's up? What's up, Ryan? But the setup is much better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought,
so you're okay with it?
I don't need the spot. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing, Rich?
How are you?
I'm great after that win, although my heart could have used a bit more of a point buffer there. But man, I'm just thinking of how many times, you know, the 2020 Chargers would have lost that game yesterday. Whether it was Eckler fumbling right before the half, I mean, that would have been fatal. Two missed extra points, for God's sakes, because the team still can't kick. and all these instances where Brandon Staley simply refuses to let this team to lose and Justin Herbert drags them kicking and screaming to get over the line. I mean, it is unbelievable the number of times they could have lost that game yesterday, and they did lose that game last year, and it just doesn't happen. And for once, it's nice to be on the winning side of some terrible calls, man. It's nice.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Because that's what you hear Charger fans say happened against your Dallas Cowboys when CSI Corrente was on CBS.
Look, I saw nothing wrong with the calls.
By the way, Corrente was in London yesterday. Perfect referee to have there if there's anybody who doesn't understand the rules, because he's got that Ed Hockley speaking quatrains when you just need to just give us bullet points type guy. Nathan here in Los Angeles. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, how's it going, Rich?
What's going on?
So I was having a little fun with fantasy this morning, coming off the Charger-Brown game.
Yeah.
And bear with me, this is a bit of fantasy within fantasy, but you could have started all three running backs using a flex position.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt, Chubb, and Eckler. Then you'd have Njoku at tight end, Mike Williams at receiver, and Justin Herbert at quarterback.
Yes.
190 points.
Jeez.
There you go. Nathan in Los Angeles, everybody. Well done. Thank you, Nathan. You know?
That game was bananas.
Oh, boy.
Our team, Rich. Oh, baby.
Who do we take on this week?
We're playing Duff McKagan.
Oh, that's right. I've heard of him. He's very famous. Yeah, musician.
Playing in a small band.
Yeah.
Small band, indie band.
Yeah. You know what's a sweet child? Ah, walking ibuprofen is a sweet child of ours, sir.
We are just...
Right?
What's your record?
You are working your way to the Paradise City.
So we're 3-1. We're going to be Duff by about 40.
Oh, sorry, Duff.
Justin Herbert got us 51 yesterday.
Oh, baby.
Just give him some patience. Yeah.
Nice. By the way, my poker league came up with the first W, too. First dub there.
Attaboy. Ooh.
Finally.
Eating God.
Dubs. Waking up yesterday late because I didn't have to do game day morning. Flipping on the phone and seeing Kyle Pitts had already scored a touchdown. Oh, man.
My fantasy season went down to crap as soon as Russell's finger went.
Oh, boy.
As soon as he looked like Edward Scissorhands out there.
Pick up Geno Smith. Let Geno cook.
No, I've got Joe Burrow on the bench.
So. Oh, okay.
And as I'm looking at it, Brockman, I might not even have to drop Russ because where his bye's at in week 10. Nice. I might get lucky.
Look at him.
It's at 4 weeks.
His Cowboys are winning. Yeah. Penn State took the L, though.
I had to watch it with an Iowa fan. Like I said, that was
annoying. TJ, Ben Simmons might be back.
Well, you know that.
Are you serious?
That money starts to stack up, fellas.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hitting the road and you're saying Ben's back?
No, yeah, not back.
Well, not back. Yeah.
Ben back better?
Yeah, Woj said that Sixers officials and Rich Paul have progressed in talks in recent days.
He's back.
On a resolution to bring Ben Simmons back.
Show up, Ben, so we could trade your ass.
Well, plus that
300. That's the point, Ben. You want out? We want you out. You got to show up first, and then we'll get you out of here.
It's kind of like an entourage when Vince was in Mexico and they wanted him to come back. And he was like, why? He was like, I want to make sure you got both your eyes and both your arms.
Here's what it is. It's like Ben is Eckler, and the Sixers are like dragging him into the end zone.
Plus
that's what it is.
Plus that 360 grand adds up.